Paul's conversion from Acts chapter 9. Paul was a man who hated the Christians. He hated them so much that he wanted to throw them into prison and even have them killed. Saul got permission from the high priest in Jerusalem to go to Damascus to arrest the Christians there. Near the end of his journey, a bright light from heaven flashed and surrounded him. Saul fell to the ground. He heard a voice that said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, master?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," said the voice. "Get up now, go into Damascus. Someone will tell you what to do." So Saul stood up. He was quite shaken. He opened his eyes, but that did him no good. He was blind. He could see nothing. His friends led him to Damascus, where he waited for 3 days, eating and drinking nothing. A man named Ananias, who loved Jesus, lived in Damascus. The Lord called to him, "Ananias," he said, "go to the place where Saul is staying and restore his vision." Ananias knew who Saul was. "I have heard about this man. He has come to Damascus to arrest us," Ananias cried. "Go to him, Ananias. I have chosen this man for a special task," said the Lord. "He will tell the good news to both Jews and non-Jews. He will suffer greatly because of me." Ananias obeyed the Lord. He entered the house where Saul was waiting and said, "Jesus, who you saw on the road coming here, has sent me to you, so you will be able to see again, and so you may be filled with the Holy Spirit." As soon as he had said this, scales or something like them fell away from Saul's eyes, and he could see. He ate and soon felt strong again. Later Saul became known as Paul, and he traveled to many countries to tell people about Jesus.